Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, let's stick with finances here because I can't think of a more lame excuse to suggest bringing in a third person into your relationship because it would be good for finances. That's what he's trying to sell.
Hey, Burt Show. My husband and I are in our 30s, have been married for 10 years, together almost 15, and we have kids that are all school-aged. My husband works his ass off to provide for us while running a logistics business. Meanwhile, I manage a couple side hustles, attempt to care for the house, care for and taxi our kids. One of the kids has a chronic lifelong illness, and that at times may require my full attention for several hours out of a day. It can be very stressful, as well as mentally and physically draining at times. With that being said, it's hard for me to go back to work or to obtain a regular job in order to help out. My husband also says he likes me being home, caring for the kids, handling doctor therapy appointments, and having the benefit of me being able to run and do things. Our marriage has been pretty good up until about the time COVID hit. We ran into financial issues that stem from shutdowns and have been struggling ever since to gain traction and get back on our feet.
Fauci's fault.
All of this combined has caused a lot of stress and tension in our house. We both still very much love each other, but him working all the time and still struggling financially has taken a toll on us. We know we would be in a much happier place if he didn't have to work so much and didn't have to worry if we will have enough to pay the bills. Now, this is where my unique situation comes into play. My husband recently came to me with the idea of adding someone to our relationship.
I better be an accountant.
He said it would lessen the stress and burden on him if there was someone else to be able to help financially, as well as be there for me mentally, as well as helping, a helping hand with the kids and around the house and to help grow the side hustles. Side note, I have struggled with making friends, so having a live-in like best friend in a sense would be great. However, when having this conversation, my first thought was, you've been so against having a second wife for so long because I'm headache enough. Then it went straight to, you just want another woman for the bedroom, with or without me. I told him I'm not sure I can handle seeing him with another woman or even talking romantically. His response was, no, this is for you.
Dude, come on, man.
This is focused on you. What did you do? The woman showed, the woman would primarily be for you. I want her to be into you. I was confused. I've never shown or expressed interest in a woman, so I'm not sure where he's getting that from. He swears he knows deep down I'd enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know you would. Don't lie to yourself.
This man is trying it.
I, however, don't feel that way. As the conversation continued off and on over a couple days, he kept stressing to me, the main reason for wanting another partner is to lessen the financial blow and to be there for me. As he knows, I've been struggling and overwhelmed lately, and he can't always be there for me and the kids because he's always working. So naturally, I threw out, why can't it be another man instead of a woman?
Fair.
He laughed. And said, two D's in this house would not work. I am an alpha male, and two alphas can't live in the same house, let alone share one woman.
You married this dude.
This is a wolf pack?
Come on, bro.
I came up with the idea of a strictly platonic partner, and then he says, that wouldn't work. Long story short, he wants the bonus of possible bedroom fun, but that's on the bottom of the wants out of this relationship.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I believe him. I really do. He even said he isn't even sure if he would be okay seeing me with someone else in that way. In the end, I think we have come to an agreement of looking for a woman our age or slightly older, starting out as strictly platonic with the open-mindedness of it possibly going further far, far in the future after a full commitment to each other. What's everyone's thoughts on this? Is there anyone else who's been in this situation? What would be the chances of ever finding a woman that would be open, happy, and comfortable with a relationship like this? If we do decide to move forward with this, where would we even start trying to find such a unique and special individual to meet the criteria? And don't have a lot of time at the moment for all three of us to be able to get together, not to mention without kids. Thanks for your help, your confused, lost, and stressed long-distance podcast listener.
Okay, let me again say this. When you guys send us emails, I am assuming that you want 100% truth, okay? So here's the truth. This guy's playing you so badly. What a BSer, man. And you are buying this? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Under no circumstances. He is trying to play you. It's foolish.
I think the most concerning part of this email is the part where she says, I believe him. I really do. Like, there's no way you believe this. I mean, my man is going for it. I see it clearly. He wants a third wife, and he's trying to make it seem like he doesn't.
When there's issues in a relationship, adding another person, I don't think, is going to give you the solution you think it does. Whether it's a child, you think, well, everything sucks. We'll just have a baby. That'll make everything better. Or everything sucks. Let's just add a third partner, but it can't be a man because I'm an alpha male. I don't see this working the way you think it will. He has gaslit her so hard to where she really, it sounds like in this email, she's trying to convince herself. She's like, I believe him. I really do. Maybe. Girl, you got to get out. Yeah. You got to dump this alpha male.
He's trying to play you a fool. Do not let that happen.
Get it? The Burt Show.